Saturday with Conamo Mungon on RTE Radio 1.
Welcome back. Anya Kerr here, sitting in for Colm O'Mongan. Still with me are Maria Walsh, Kathleen Funchin and Kieran Mullooly. We're going live now to Mark O'Driscoll from the RTÉ newsroom, who's live where there are protests and counter-protests today at the Garden of Remembrance and at the GPO in Dublin City Centre. Mark, what are the numbers like there today for the two protests?
Good afternoon, Anya. Well, there's around about 1,000 people here so far outside the GPO on O'Connell Street. Now, that's the first of two protests or counter-demonstrations, if you want to call it, that are scheduled to take place in the city centre this afternoon. The protest outside the GPO is being organised by the United Against Racism group. Now, that group says they're being supported by over 50 organisations, including trade unions, student unions, migrant groups, housing activists, and also a number of political parties. There has been some tension so far as people make their way up O'Connell Street to the Garden of Remembrance to the second protest, if you like, that's scheduled to get underway at 2 p.m. And that's an anti-immigration protest. There's around about 1,000 people up there as well. And just ahead of that protest, former MMA fighter Conor McGregor has posted a video of himself and his family at the Garden of Remembrance ahead of the protest. And he described it as a big day for the country. Now, as I said, tensions here are starting to build, but a large Garda presence in the city centre this afternoon. Gardaí, the public order unit, a few minutes ago moved in, and what they've done is created a cordon and moved into the central median of O'Connell Street. So it looks like when the anti-immigration protest is being moved down O'Connell Street, they'll be kept to the other side of that cordon. Gardaí stressing that they will be keeping a high visibility policing operation in place throughout the day in the capital, and also that Dublin city centre still remains open for business.
Is there a sense of a heavy Garda presence there today, Mark?
Well, I wouldn't say a heavy presence, but Gardaí have been aware that these two demonstrations were to take place for some time, and they have been putting measures in behind the scenes. And it's very much an intelligence-led operation this afternoon, which Gardaí are operating. So they have been aware of the events and putting significant resources behind, I suppose, the policing of both demonstrations this afternoon.
Okay, Mark O'Driscoll there from the RTÉ newsroom, who will be keeping, I'm sure, website and all apps updated throughout the afternoon from those two protests in Dublin City Centre. Now,